I really enjoyed
Thank you.
Reading from a very young age, so it was absolutely vital to me. I don't know, no, directly as a writer, obviously it comes from the habit of being a lifelong reader. And I think the two points are relative here. I didn't go to formal like education, as in anything beyond year nine until I was 30 when I started at Melbourne Uni. But I had done a year 12 at Broadmeadows TAFE night school in 1987, and I had done all the humanities subjects, five humanities subjects across five nights. The point being, by then I'd read so much and for so many years, I actually felt that I was really prepared to become someone who would invest in humanities because of never having a book. I don't go anywhere without a book, and I was reading a book on the train coming here. I always have a book. And my dining out true story, which is relative to this, which I have dined out on for a long time, so you might have heard this. When I was about 15, I was at a dance at Richmond Girls' School in Gleadle Street in Richmond. And we decided to be really amusing to go to the dance with water pistols full of ink. Yeah, it's hilarious, isn't it? So we went to the dance all armed to the tooth with water pistols and blue ink, maybe some black ink there as well. And we proceeded to, sort of dance through, doing a bit of a skinhead sort of thing, and then and squirting someone with the ink. So it's hilarious. And one of the teachers thought, we've had enough of this, we're calling the police. And the police were called, about five of us were dragged outside. We were lined up against the front of the Richmond swimming pool on that brick wall. Spread your legs, put your arms against the wall, and the police proceeded to pat us down. My first friend, they found half a bottle of ouzo. Ouzo was the drink of choice for 14-year-old kids when you're that age. So half a bottle of ouzo. Another kid had a packet of Bank, which is the best roll-your-own tobacco you could get. Some papers. Another kid had a pen knife, and I used the word advisedly, a little pen knife, which was he was charged with carrying a deadly weapon. I don't know who you'd kill with it. And when the copper got to me, I had a pair of Levi 501s on, and he patted me down. He found it in my back pocket, and he pulls it out, and he looks Camus. Albert Camus. What's that? I said, it's Camus, and that's a fucking novel. And he got the book, and he just went bang, 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 bang. Across the back of the head with me, confiscated Camus' The Outsider. And then 4 months later, we had to go to the chief commissioner's office. We didn't get convicted and went to Tirana Boys Home. That was a bit later. We got a formal warning. And my friend who'd given up the ouzo, he didn't get it back. My friend's Bank cigarettes were probably smoked by some cop out the back. The penknife was never. And then the chief commissioner, he goes into his drawer and he pulls out Camus The Outsider. And he says, who does this belong to? And I said, me. And he said, oh, so what you did that night with the ink and the water pistol, was that an existentialist protest? And he gave me the book. That's a true story.
Did you say yes? Was it an existentialist protest?
I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.